Rai Argentina to the World presents Gender and Diversity. On this week's edition of this cycle on gender, sexual equality and diversity, we are going to start talking about the World Day of Girls and Women in Science. To break stereotypes, challenge gender biases, and also defeat discrimination in the fields of science, technology, engineering, and math, the United Nations General Assembly proclaimed that February 11 is the International Day of Women and Girls in Science. This is a date established 4 years ago, in 2016. UN Women said in a statement, less than 30% of researchers worldwide are women. Furthermore, according to studies on the subject, women who do research in science, technology, engineering, and math have fewer publications, they receive a lower pay for their research, and they do not advance as far in their career as men. In commemoration of this day, the UN agency says, let us harness the power of innovation and technology as drivers for change, and let us work together to empower all women and girls in the fields of science. Argentina began drafting a national plan against gender-based violence. Officials from all provinces will contribute to the development of it through discussion forums that will be held across the country throughout this year. This was announced by the Minister of Women, Gender and Diversity, Elizabeth Gómez Alcorta, who heads a portfolio recently created by the new government of President Alberto Fernández. For the minister, this device implies thinking about policies that take into account the multiple social categories that make up identity, such as gender, the social and economic situation, age, the place of origin, the place of residence, among many other variables. And let us think about targeted public policies and take that into account. After presenting goals of the ministry, officials review the gender and diversity situation in each of Argentina's 24 districts, and they also set priorities and challenges and agreed on a work timetable. And finally, on this segment on gender and sexual diversity, we've got a controversy that arose recently in Argentina. Singer's advertising campaign reopened the debate in Argentina on the abolition of prostitution. Posters that covered part of the city of Buenos Aires a few weeks back showed a woman with long, loose hair, half naked, with fishnet stockings and a suggestive, provocative look, with a telephone number printed on it. The image obviously looked like one of the little pieces of paper, which are usually placed in thousands and illegally on the streets to offer sexual services. Those ads are often removed by citizens themselves because these ads are associated with sexual exploitation and human trafficking. But the ads we're talking about were only the campaign for the new song by Jimena Barón, a popular singer and actress who has thousands of followers on social media and who, from time to time, likes to or seems to like to provoke public controversy. Media came out to criticize the artist for taking advantage of a social tragedy on the other side to support her for making visible the claim of a sector which has been promoting the recognition of prostitutes as sexual workers with rights. The discussion is not exclusive to Argentina's feminist movement. Around the rest of the world, there is a trend that campaigns against the abolition of prostitution, or campaigns for the abolition of prostitution, because it is considered to be violence against women. this trend distinguished this from simple abolitionism, because it proposes to change the focus in order to target clients and not the workers. On the other side are those two who with the support of various groups are fighting so that sexual workers are no longer persecuted and their work becomes regulated and recognized like any other job. And this would allow them to have access to health coverage, pension, retirement plans, vacations, and care for their children. In Argentina, the Ministry of Justice and Human Rights highlighted that between 2009 and 2019, 6,163 victims of sexual exploitation were rescued. There are some emblematic cases, such as that of Marita Verón and Maria Cash, who went missing in 2002 and 2011 respectively, and it is suspected that both were abducted for the purpose of sexual exploitation. In this context, the country is preparing for the actions on March the 8th, the World Women's Day, when thousands of women will once again take to the streets to demand equality and respect for their rights. And this was our regular cycle on gender and sexual diversity on RAI Argentina to the World, that is brought to us by producer Silvana Avellaneda. RAI Argentina.